Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle.
And Brooke. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, you guys. It's starting to feel normal again, just being back together. I love it.
I know. We're really doing the thing, you guys. And today we have it's not like an exciting episode, I guess, but we're excited to be back together today talking about, it's going to be a hodgepodge of things, but basically how the world is just, and life in general is a mess right now. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. 2020, what is 2020?
I know, it's so funny because when Brooke and I were talking about how we wanted to format this week's episode, we were like, mm-hmm. Oh, we can talk about, you know, just, you know, being lonely versus being alone and how to be independent. And then Brooke was like, can we just talk about how everything's a mess? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
I feel like this just will ring true to a lot of people right now, whether you're 100%. In college or out of college. I feel like no matter what point of life you're at, obviously this whole situation has impacted pandemic and just 2020 being an absolute disaster has impacted everyone in its own way.
Yeah, I think it's just so important to normalize the fact that everyone's going through something right now, whether it's like with work, with school, with life, with personal, mental, like whatever it is, like everyone right now is going through something, especially this year. And I just think it's going to be really cool for us to just talk about it. And we have some points, and then we also posted on the Instagram and had you guys kind of share your stories, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. So I'm looking forward to this episode.
Me too. Just a nice little event sesh. But before we go into everything else, let's talk about our business of the week, shall we?
Woot woot.
Business of the week.
Okay, so this week we are talking about planting with peas. So her name is Pari. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But basically her business is everything from succulents, houseplants, flowers. She's based in New Jersey, but she ships everywhere. So I actually purchased some plants. I'm trying to get into them. I know you're into your basil planting.
I know.
It takes time. Like these people who have, a ton of houseplants and whatever, well, they also take a lot of care and just, I feel like accessing the knowledge about it. Like there's apps and stuff now, but I really like that she, on her Instagram, it's at planting with P. She has great tips and she posts like discounts and stuff. But like I said, so it's a plant shop. She ships everywhere. I know sometimes like when you go to plant stores, you get overwhelmed, mm-hmm. but it's nice with her format, on the website too. It's all there for you. And I will say, so I ordered like a succulent kit and a plant kit and it came with everything. And they come with instructions for care and repotting too, because they come in like the little plastic containers. But if you want to move it to like a bigger vessel or something cuter, whatever.
Vessel.
That's what you want to call it. So I got the succulent starter kit. That's what I would, if you're into like smaller plants or you live in maybe like an apartment or something. I know plants are, they're lovely and everything, but if you're apartment living, sometimes it could be kind of like where you put them, you know, you're hanging them from, you know how it goes. You get it.
Yeah.
So the great way to get into plants. So it's, like I said, at planting with P on Instagram and plantingwithp.com. So definitely check her out and support and say we sent you guys.
Woo woo. We love planting. It's definitely a fun thing to do right now. It's a fun little activity. It's really cool how it's like all of a sudden things just grow. I don't know why I'm like so amazed by it. I don't know about you. It's so exciting.
Your basil plant, did it start from nothing? Like, was it just seeds?
So I guess for yours, you had a little something going. For mine, it was literally like seeds. And I thought for sure nothing would ever grow. And then I remember Delaney texted me. I was in class and she was like, Danielle, there are sprouts. And it's so exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah. No, I've usually, if I do plants, I start with like something because growing it from the ground up can be difficult. I saw your vlog. You have it like in the pot and you're moving it around.
Yes.
And bringing it outside and stuff. You've been back on the vlog game. So that's exciting.
Yes, I'm vlogging today. It's so fun. It was so funny. The first week I did a college week in my life, I like completely forgot how to vlog at times. Like I forgot like, oh, this is when you do that. Like I couldn't speak. It was funny.
It's definitely like a rhythm to get back into. And that's why think about like our early years of doing YouTube, how awkward we were. Cause like we weren't comfortable in front of a camera. So it takes like getting re-comfortable with it and like remembering like when to do it and stuff. So I totally
Exactly. Well, that is an awesome business. You guys should all totally check it out. It's a fun thing to do right now. Should we get on to our tip of the week?
Yeah. Tip of the week. I'm interested to hear yours because I know we said last week that this could go a bunch of different ways. So I need to hear yours.
That just makes me laugh because I came up with my tip and then I was like, wait, we can do quotes, but I actually have another actual tip. Do you have a quote?
No, I have a tip. I have a real tip, like something I like have been doing. So,
Okay, cool, cool. Well, so mine is, this could be obvious for some, but I've like taught a couple people recently and they were like, whoa. So if there's a, cause I struggle to find new songs sometimes and music is really healing for me. Mm-hmm. I love it. I listen to it based off the mood and like I really have just been looking for new songs. And whenever there's a song I really like, I'm like, I wish there was more songs like this. So again, Brooke probably already knows this, but if you're a Spotify user and if there's a song if there's a song you really, really like and it's like a certain vibe that you want more of, go on Spotify, click the three dots and click go to song radio and they'll give you all these other songs based off of that. I don't really know how they get the data. I don't know if it's based off of what other people listen to or what, but I've found some great songs based off of these radios and it's just so like sometimes I'll listen to blah 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 song radio because I just want that certain vibe.
I have done this too. I think it's a great way. I always wonder because you know how you could see what other people are listening to. I wonder if people catch me doing that. I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like we might be the only two people that use this feature because I've never met anybody else that does. But
yeah, I hope it like gives people like inspiration to do this.
Yeah, especially if you find one specific song from an artist that you're like, oh, I especially like this kind of beat, but their other music might not be like it. It's really helpful in like those cases, I find.
Definitely.
Yeah, I actually, that's interesting what they do get it from. If it's like other listeners.
I always wonder.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's like they analyze the music and like could see what kind of, but I guess I don't really know.
Spotify's got a... They must have a really big team because, I mean, the Discover Weeklies are always on point. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the playlists that they curate for you, I think, are so great. And that's not to say SoundCloud has been doing a great job lately of doing, like, SoundCloud Weekly, so I'll find new songs from that. And then there's also, well, I don't know if Apple Music does stuff, but I'm sure every music place does that. Uh-huh. I don't really know.
Yeah, I need to get – we talked about SoundCloud last week about how I need to get more into that. But my tip is – another tip also is – well, I feel like people emphasize the whole element of cleaning, like season to season changing, you know, we're big into cleaning, whatever, but mm-hmm. it's just something that I've been like consistently working on. Yesterday I did it. I should have vlogged. I like have these storage bins under my bed because I live in New York, even though I have a wonderfully big closet, but for some reason I just have a bunch of clothes that I don't wear mm-hmm. half my closet. And it's so useless and pointless because I feel like I still wear the same whatever. I always end up in a sweatshirt anyways, but even just my clothes, I'll, you know, wear it once and never wear it again. And it's wasteful. And then you just end up burying in your clothes and then you pull it out, you know, 2 years later and you're like, I haven't worn this, whatever. So my tip in terms of cleaning out your closet is to make money by doing it. So I made an appointment again. I've done Buffalo Exchange before, but I'm going to do Buffalo Exchange again next week. Ooh. I have my stuff put aside, but other websites too, like We Love Mercari and Poshmark and stuff. Because I think it seems like such a chore and it definitely is. But if you put the idea in your head, like, oh, I can make a few extra bucks from doing this and then shop for new clothes, potentially, like that's what gets me through, you know?
I love that. No, I definitely used to do that a lot more. I mean, we don't have Buffalo Exchange here in Athens. That's a cool spot to go mm-hmm. to.
It's a good
That's
one.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and they give you more money than Plato's, I find. So nothing against
Plato's. Oh, yeah. But. No, one time I brought my stuff to Plato's, and I mean, they were like $12. And I was like, for all of this?
I know. You're giving them like barrels of stuff.
Yes. Like, I was offended.
Like actual nice clothes, too. Because they just have set prices versus Buffalo will price it on your items. So that's really nice. But also, if you want to do it on your own, I mean, Mercari and Poshmark are great, and just ways to do it from home, I guess.
Yes,
because I know here for Buffalo Exchange it's kind of interesting, you have to like make an appointment and everything that they don't take they donate, which I'm here for, like donate my clothes or whatever.
That.
Yeah, so they just are like, whatever we don't take, you know, is you're not getting it back basically.
Yeah,
but they
I like that though, it's easier than you can just one-stop shop, like you take it and then there you go, they do stuff with it.
Definitely. So for all of you gals in college and stuff, I get it with the small closet thing, it's tough. But also just having
RT.
Yours is like just a little door, basically
a little door guy.
It is, and you have a lot of clothes, so I don't know how to, like, it's hard to have a closet that you actually use everything with, you know. I was just watching some reorganizing videos on YouTube. Actually, I've been obsessed with Hannah Brown's YouTube channel. I was just watching her. I fell into it very randomly, but she did like a reorganized video and I was like, wow, having a closet where you actually like use all of your pieces, I need to get back on that.
I like that tip. I like this new segment, by
me too.
The way
me
this
too.
Is fun. I hope you guys are liking it too,
and it can go so many different ways.
It could. Like, we could just, like, it's just going to be a surprise every week. How are they going to tip us this week?
I know.
Also, very side note, when you said Hannah Brown, I thought about Bachelorette, and I thought about that this week is
I have that written
week.
Down. I did have that written down. So, we're recording this on Monday, so when you guys are listening, it already was live.
Yes. So, unfortunately, no recap.
No, but we'll start getting in, like, the flow of talking about it, at least, because I think that that's relevant. And I know that they're filming Matt James's season now. So, like, we're back in the flow of Bachelor. It will be interesting to see how they do it in quarantine, you know?
You know, yeah. And I was telling Ryan about it, and he was like, how do they do that? But really, it's so easy because I feel like they're already semi-quarantined anyways, because you're not really allowed to see other people and you're not allowed to be on your phone. I mean, phone doesn't count, but, like, so they can just monitor it and just all be in this hotel together and just make sure they're there for 2 weeks prior to. I don't know. I feel like it's actually kind of perfect.
Yeah. It's like an NBA bubble situation. Like, they all they all just get tested and then they quarantine. And then I guess it will just be kind of more boring because at least with normal Bachelor, they're traveling around, they're quote, experiencing new things. It's more exciting to the viewer because you're like, oh, they're in Switzerland this week or whatever. But
so no hometowns, I guess?
I was wondering about that too, but I guess not. I was wondering if maybe the families come to them and then they quarantine there, because you have to, like, that's a pillar of the show is, like, does your family like them?
Yeah, that's, like, a big part, but it's also, that's hard. That's toughy. Well, we'll find out what they do.
I know. So
FaceTime.
we did the ad for them, the clarification. I love that.
Clarification. No, I'm so excited for this season.
Me
it's going to be the most dramatic season yet. As they always say.
Every time. Literally every time. All right.
Every dang season. All right. Well, now on to current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things.
The jingles, we love them.
So finally got into the fall candles. I know you've been burning them for a minute now. Delaney and I finally went and shopped around. So we went to Bath & Body Works first, which obviously right now I have leaves burning. Love it. It's such a classic scent. However, we then ventured over to Home Goods. Oh my gosh. They have so many awesome fall candles. Some of them aren't as potent as, like, Bath & Body Works.
That's what my problem is with Home Goods candles.
Yeah, you seemed hesitant just
now. I did. I was like, I want to be on board, but I can't. But you keep going.
No, of course. Of course. Because half of them we'd smell, like, they were so beautiful. They're these huge candles, you know, but they didn't have a scent, which, okay, whatever. And then half of them smelled amazing. And there's one particular that I'm shouting out called Apple Cider. It's this huge one. I got it for $14 compared to the single wick candle from Bath & Body Works that I got for $14. That is this big. And then the, you know, the one from HomeGoods is huge. It, when it's not burning in our living room, it smells good.
Wow.
Like, I just love, do you like the apple scent? Like, I love
it. Yeah, I don't mind it. I know some people say it's a little too sweet. They don't, like, really love it too much. I'm here for it. It's better for me than, like, you know, the, like, cake battery ones from.
Yes.
Like, it's better than that, in my opinion.
Yeah, those are, like, sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you taste it.
You taste it on your tongue. But yeah. So that's my shout out. Fall candles in general, but apple cider from Home Goods is great, and it's a lot less expensive. So.
Interesting. Yeah, that's my problem with Home Goods candles is,
or I get it.
Or even sometimes you just don't know how they're going to burn, you know, versus I feel like if you go with a candle store or brand that you've purchased from before, you're at least like, you know, I know that this is going to be a quality burn, or like, who will actually smell up my room. Versus with them, it's kind of like a guessing game.
Totally.
Yeah. So
I get that.
That's my thing.
So what's your favorite?
Random. We have a food favorite. I talked about it on Instagram. I think I only got Chipotle once last week, but it's carne asada. Can we talk about, have you tried it?
Not from Chipotle, but I feel as if I've had it elsewhere.
Okay.
Or is it a Chipotle thing?
No, it's like a style of cooking the steak, basically. So it is like steak, but it's cooked in a certain way and just cut in a certain way where, and I'm not even normally like a big steak person. I don't know how I tried this the first time. I feel like I just saw the menu and I was like, that sounds interesting. Let me try it. So it's only seasonal. I don't really know what the seasons specifically are, but I just remember a few weeks ago, someone messaged me and was like, Brooke, carne asada is back at Chipotle. And I was like, shut up. Got it. And I don't know how long it's going to be around, so go run to Chipotle while you can. I've been big on Chipotle. I don't live near Chipotle, so I don't really know why. At home, I don't live near Chipotle. In the city, I don't live near one, so it's always like a venture to get one, or I have to like order it on Uber Eats or something. And really, I feel like I'm really treating myself.
Yeah, I feel that.
In Athens they have the one there, so it's like pretty like local.
It's still not very close though. Like if it was walking distance, danger, mm-hmm. danger. But I'll probably have Chipotle once every 2 weeks. I would love to have it once a week. It is a staple. It is a great dinner. It's so good, and I feel like it's like kind of nutritious for you if you like put the proper things in it.
I was gonna say, what is your order?
Now we have to talk about our orders. I feel like we might have talked about this, but ages ago.
It changes, though. I will say, does yours ever change?
No, it's never changed. Okay. But you know me, I'm picky. I'm not picky, but like if I have something I like, that's what it is. Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. So I do brown rice, black beans, regular chicken, lettuce. Mild pico and cilantro. That's it. No cheese. No.
So simple.
So plain. So plain. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
Because mine's a bowl with. I normally get chicken, but now I'll do the carne asada. I can't recommend it enough. Like it is really that good. You guys have to go.
I might try.
It's like a extra $2 or something, but it's also I feel like the portion size is heavier because the meat is just like I don't know how to describe. It's really satisfying. White rice. I switched it up. Black beans. Ooh. Corn. Mild pico, cheese, lettuce, and then guac and chips on the side. So I have like a pretty hefty order.
Oh, I get chips on the side. Like I literally eat each bite with chips.
Yeah. Do you like guac?
I don't like guac, right? But I don't want it on my bowl.
Yeah. I forget because we haven't dined together.
We haven't
traveled
together in so long.
I know. Because I remember for the longest time you didn't even like hummus. Like you were like kind of funky. Yeah. The textures of things.
Mm-hmm. You know me so well, but I like hummus now.
The Chipotle guac is so good though.
Oh no, God. Like I'll have chips and guac, like if like I'll do that, but I just yeah
I now know. I feel like I need to get this for lunch, so this is what we do.
I know, can we stop talking?
Well anyways, that's I know it's so random. I feel like I've been getting not getting more into food, but I feel like I just talk about food so much in my vlogs and everything, and whenever I talk about like my Trader Joe's products, people are like, talk more about food, and I'm like, I'm not a chef, I just get like the frozen stuff from Trader Joe's and I love it.
Literally, so now we're, it's so good.
I guess we're food vloggers now.
Yeah, I guess so. Here we are, Chipotle vloggers.
That's like the most basic of basic, and I try to like branch out because I know I'm in New York City, so I try to like, if I'm like dining out with friends, we'll like go to actual, you know, authentic restaurants and things like that, but
yeah.
The consistency of something like Chipotle is really, it really does it for me.
It's just, you know what you're going to get, mm-hmm. and it's just good. One thing I do miss from New York City is Dig In. Have you ever?
Okay. So that? I think that they rebranded it as Dig because I only see the signs as Dig now. Unless, was it always called Dig?
No, I think it was called Dig In. That's interesting.
Okay, because every sign now says Dig. I have not been, I don't live near one, but I pass by so them and I know good. It's like similar vibe. Like
it's kind of like Maypole in Athens.
Yeah, so it's like a bowl situation, vegetable. But interesting. Yep, okay.
I think, but actually, or it's kind of like lemonade in LA, kind of like that vibe where you just get all these different like things and it's just good.
Oh, I miss lemonade. I don't remember what I got. Damn.
I know. Ugh.
So basic, but a great spot. It really is.
Yeah, like there's a reason people like it. Like it's just
that's
tasty.
My like favorite genre of food, honestly. Like a not a fast food, but like a quick serve where it's like ready. You know what I'm talking about? Like
yeah, it was just so adorable the way you said that. Yeah,
not genre. Genre's not the right word. That's music, like category. Yeah. Yeah,
not fast food, but a quick serve we like.
Like it's already
yeah,
ready,
like a dining hall situation,
or even like love a sweet it. Green. Like they just put yeah. it all together for you, but it's
like you watch it happen.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we feel need... like it's fresher.
I just in my head, it just makes it. Sense. Yeah, I'm. It's yeah, it's like cafe style.
Things that just make sense.
Yeah, Chipotle.
Chipotle makes sense. I love that.
I just wow. talked. We just oh talked gosh. About Chipotle for like 10 minutes. So
I was going to say we might as well make that the title.
That's actually the ad this week, you guys.
Actually sponsored.
Use code GALS. No, I wish.
Oh, I wish we. Yeah, go order the GALS burrito. Could you imagine?
We have like our own custom.
Oh, like I think David Dobrik has one or used to.
There's, well, I was going to say they're doing like celebrity meals at McDonald's now. They did like the J Balvin meal is more recent, but then they did the Travis Scott meal before that. Did you see that?
I did know the Travis Scott one. Yes, yes. That's cool.
Yeah.
Balvin, go off.
I know. So I was wondering if they're just going to pick someone new every like month or something. But it's honestly really smart because if you're a fan of that musician, you like go and get their order. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I really like it. It's a cool concept. I like it. Love the branding. Oh. Okay, I have to add one more favorite, and I know you're gonna hop on this too. Okay. Emily in Paris.
I have thoughts.
Oh.
Okay, I do. Did you not see my TikTok about it?
Okay, I didn't watch it because I'm currently watching.
Okay,
I'm only on episode 6.
Okay,
I saw the first one about how the boys look the same, and then I was like, stop watching. I didn't, or maybe that was the whole thing. I don't know.
No, it was a minute of me just like talking about Emily in Paris. I the love and hate in the comments of that, not like about me, but just about, I agree, I disagree. The show's the worst, the show's the best. I was like, what a controversy. Like,
oh my gosh, you've sparked it.
Why? What makes you like it so much?
So you watch The Bold Type, right?
I didn't finish, but I have dabbled.
It just, I love like the movie The Intern with Anne Hathaway. I love stuff where it's like entrepreneurial girl in a big city girl, but it's so like basic, but I really just enjoy watching stuff like that. If I'm like cleaning my room or if I'm doing stuff where I want to get motivated, I love to watch shows like that. It's kind of Gossip Girl vibes, you know. It's just something easy to watch. It's simple. It's nothing like you have to be tied. I mean, I kind of do watch it, you know, focused, but I just enjoy it. It makes me happy.
Okay. I think for an easy watching show, yes. However, since, okay, we're going to compare the Darren Star shows. He's like the creator of the show. And his other works include Sex and the City and Younger. Great shows. Like, I just, some of the best shows of all time. You got me into Younger.
Younger is so good.
Great show. I was just disappointed. And I really actually do like Lily Collins. People were like, I can't believe she signed up to do the show. Just because it's not... It's just basic. That's what we'll call it, you know?
Oh, 100%. But it's something to watch. I don't know.
Definitely. And I'm not in the business. People are like, the comments were like, of my TikTok critiquing it. I don't need to go into the critiques, but basically it was something along the lines of like that the characters all remind me of each other. She's just kind of boring. I don't understand. It's not relatable in the sense that she has a different Chanel bag every day, which is fine. But
yeah, that part was interesting. Like,
it just doesn't add up. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. She's like, I get that.
And how every guy falls in love with her. I don't know. It's a basic story. I'm not in whatever. You know, if you want
it. I think you know what it is. Sorry to interrupt. I think it just encapsulates like every girl's dream of like moving to Paris.
It does. Like it does.
It's like a fairy tale thing almost. It's not realistic at all, but it's inspiring and uplifting and it's just fun. And I don't know.
That's a good way of putting it. It's not meant to be relatable. So I get that. And that's what all the commenters said. They were like, you make your own show if you think. And I was like, oh, my God, it's just like my, you know what I mean? I enjoyed it. It was a quick watch. It's one season. They're 30 minute episodes. So, you know, you guys watch and you let us know what you think. It was
one fine. More point I do have about it and something I did actually find very interesting. And I was talking to Delaney about it because she doesn't usually watch shows like this, but she like watched it in like 2 days. And I was like, why do you like it? And I realized I'm sure you found this interesting when she would pitch these like advertising campaigns. They were so interesting. Like, let's put a bed in the middle of this beautiful street. You know, like it's so interesting the things that she comes up with. And like, I mean, who knows if they'd actually be successful, but they are successful in the show. And it's just really interesting hearing like the marketing mind behind it all. And like, you know, the French perspective. I don't know if it's real, but like the French perspective on work, you know, how they talk about how
stop talking about work outside of work hours.
Yeah. Like we work to live, whereas Americans live to work. I don't know. It was just like it opened my eyes to things. There is some deep stuff in there.
There was. I mean, it was obviously glorified too. Like the fact that she became an influencer overnight. I thought that storyline was
didn't love that part.
And like it said her follower count on the side. Yeah.
I don't love when shows include stuff like that.
I agree. I just think that it was an unnecessary add-on. It didn't need to be there. The like influencer event of it all, and then they were like that was an unnecessary storyline.
I think it's cool, like, oh, Emily in Paris, that's a great username. I mean, for real, very cool idea, but there was so much else going on. Like, she doesn't need to be an influencer too, I feel like.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, there was just a lot.
I'm glad we talked about this.
Yeah. No, they tried to put too much into too quick of a show. You know what I mean? Like, there Definitely. Was no time. Like, it was almost like you got to focus on one or the other. It's either she's the marketing gal or she's the influencer. You know, it's like a lot to, not that you can't do both. Of course you can, but in 30 minute episodes, it's too much to cover all of that material.
It's too much. Like, I'm only on episode 6. I only let myself watch 1.5 every day because I don't want it to end. It's just how
Oh, you're still going. But... My bad. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay. You didn't... I don't notice anything you ruined for me. So.
Wow. Okay.
You're good.
It's a fun... Whatever. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? It's an easy watch. I just think, like I said, there's better. And then there's like random scenes where it's like randomly R-rated and you're like, oh, I thought I was watching like a kid's show. And then she's like having FaceTime sex or whatever. I was like, what
the
is
first
this
episode? I literally was like,
like you thought it's it was going to be like random. A light watch. And then it's like,
yeah, it's like Carrie Diaries. It's so like chill, happy. And then like, if something like that happened in Carrie Diaries, you'd be like, what? Like, just like,
it didn't feel like, yeah, I would agree.
But overall, I like it. Younger, back on that, y'all need to watch that. It's so interesting. It's about this woman who pretends she's a lot younger than she is to prove that, like, she should still be in the working world. And, like, then she, like, dates this really attractive man, and it's just really cool.
She has a series of attractive men that she dates, honestly.
Yes. Oh, wait, I forgot. Yeah. Many. Multiple. Two, at least.
Yeah. It's a great show. I think that show also has way more, not that I'm a critic by any means, but there's more character development. The characters who are in season one, episode one, are in the end of the show too. Like, it really follows them through.
Yeah. I feel like there's like a lot more seasons too, obviously.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right.
So good.
Well, we just went off.
We've talked about TV.
A lot of TV that we didn't intend to talk about. I actually did write down, because I was like, Danielle needs to get on this Dancing Ooh. With the Stars, but you don't watch.
No, okay. So I wanted to watch. Listen to this horrific thing that happened. My apartment building took out ABC from our TV channel.
It doesn't make sense. Things that don't make sense. My apartment complex.
Like, everything's there except for ABC. They added like these other channels. Like, why would you take away ABC? So now,
what are you gonna do for Bachelor? Know. Go somewhere else?
We're just gonna have to go to our friend's house or something. I don't really know what we're gonna do. Like, I don't know. So, I've been thinking about buying, like, either doing like YouTube TV or Hulu Live. Mm-hmm. I don't really know which one's the best. What do you do? Do you have cable?
I do. I wasn't going to get it, but it was included with my internet deal. So, yeah, they were like, cable box comes with it. And I was like, I'm not interested in cable. Like, I'll just do YouTube TV. And they're like, no, it's included. And I was like, whoa, I'll take it.
No, it's nice for like award shows and stuff. Like, everything's on ABC, I swear. So, and we don't get all the football games.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know, kind of bummy, but we'll figure it out. But yeah, so that we wanted to watch Dancing with Stars, what, when it aired a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then we just, I don't know, we can only go and watch other shows so much.
I've been keeping up with that, which is so unlike me, but I feel like I'm a dance critic now. Like, I'm watching it, I'm like, six. Like, meanwhile, like, I don't know anything about dance. Like,
I can just see you there, like, eating, like, a cheese board. And you're like, six.
Yeah, I'm like, average. Could have been better. Like,
I also grew up being I think you can dance person. Because I the hip-hop aspect of it. And, like, Dancing with the Stars has gotten better of, like, doing a little bit more funky stuff. But I don't love ballroom. Like, I mean, it's such a romantic, awesome, you know, dance. But... I don't know. I think I just don't love the dancing as much. But the stars on it this season are just amazing. Hilarious.
They really got an all-star cast, considering I was wondering how they're filming that show. I guess there's no live audience, but I was still trying to figure out how they're making all these shows work. So we just won't ask any questions about it. We'll just enjoy it. If any of you guys are watching, I'm trying to tweet about it. But honestly, I don't think that many people... as far as I know like our audience on here, at least in my audience on YouTube and mm-hmm. whatever, everybody watches Bachelor, or so it seems. But Dancing with the Stars is a little more niche, it feels.
Yeah. Is Bachelor always going to be on Tuesdays?
Yeah, I think for the new season, that's like the whole deal, because the Monday spot is Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So
kind of bummy.
Yeah, because Kaitlyn Bristowe, who's also on Podcast One, that's like what I tell everyone. I'm like, she's on Dancing with the Stars and she's on our podcast network.
Yeah, she's our gal.
Like, go Kaitlyn. It's cute though.
Hey, she promoted Gals on the Go one time in one of her episodes.
I know. So she like knows that we exist somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, so it's whatever.
It's
hey, Kaitlyn.
Go Bachelor. No, it's actually really smart. I was thinking on ABC's part to have them back to back, because it's like she's representing Bachelor and being like, and it's like, oh, and by the way, Bachelor's on tomorrow. Like, from an advertising perspective, that's smart, because then they cross promote, you know?
Boom, boom. Little Emily in Paris action there. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that was actually Emily Paris thought of that idea.
Yeah, it was actually her. What even is her last name?
I don't know. Do they say it?
Me either. I just call her Emily in Paris, so.
They definitely say it at some point. I don't know. Her story kind of confuses me. She was like, I've never been to Europe before. This is my first time here. I'm like, how do you have a Chanel bag for every outfit then if you've never been to, you know what I mean? Like, not that those two, obviously you could spend your money however you like, but typically if I have to assume the lifestyle of someone that has a different matching Chanel bag for every outfit, I would assume that they vacation in Europe or have been to Europe. I don't know. It doesn't add up. I'm confused.
No, I know what you mean. It's like a certain lifestyle for sure.
Do you know someone that has a matching Chanel bag for every outfit? Because I personally don't, you know?
No, definitely not. I don't really know.
Even bloggers and stuff, I feel like they have one or two and they, you know, make it work. But it's not like, oh, here's my mini. Here's my big one. Here's the long chain. Here's the
Yeah. If I get a Chanel bag one day, it'll be like the bag I have forever. But those are expensive.
They are. They are.
They're beautiful, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
I think we talked enough about TV for a while now, so that's honestly one element though of all of this that I think that's why so many people are so invested right now in pop culture and stuff like that, is because we're all at home more and watching more TV than truly ever before. I know people in my life, like my aunts and uncles and stuff like that, who are like, I've never really had time to sit down and like watch TV or watch movies, but now they're so heavily invested in things like that, I guess, because you have that, even just cutting out commuting time for people. Like, if you're working from home now, that gives you back like so much time in your life.
I agree, but also I don't listen to podcasts as much because I'm not commuting anywhere. Like, I really just don't go to in-person classes anymore because they're hybrid, and like the first few weeks I did because I was excited, but then I just realized like it was just easier for me to like Zoom from my apartment. But that's when I would like listen to podcasts or like traveling and stuff, so I don't know.
But I think everyone is different. But because some TV people listen to podcasts. Yeah. I know I do, like when I'm cleaning my apartment and stuff. So I think it just depends on the type of person.
It's so interesting how people consume content. Like, you and I talk about all the time how like you prefer content in the morning. I want music. I don't know. It's just so interesting.
Yeah. Like, it's right now we're recording this at noon. I've already listened to two podcasts. Not even smart. Like, not like educational ones even. Like, I listen every Monday to Girls Gotta Eat as soon as it drops. So I listen to that at like, I woke up at like 7:30, so I listened to that like 7:30 to whatever. I finished it probably like 9, and then I started listening to another one. Like,
see, and that I haven't listened to podcasts in so long, and like you do get good information from it, you just like get ideas from it. Whereas like this morning I literally played jazz for study on Spotify and sat on my bed and like wrote, like journaled and stuff. But like I need to consume some content.
That's better actually, because I
not necessarily. I feel like,
I don't know, I think it's healthier. They say that
I think a balance.
Yes, I think starting with what you did though, I need to get better into like morning meditation or morning journaling and stuff, because I usually push that all to the evening and then I'm like, my brain just has so much content in it, versus like in the morning you're more empty.
Yes, I would suggest it. Like, it is really nice because your mind is super fresh. It's like when you first wake up and you forget what the world is like. You know, you just kind of wake up and it's just like this immediate, and it's definitely a great way to start the day, because then that's so true. In the evening you're kind of more like content, like if that makes sense.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel all the time.
Cool.
So things are just a mess right now. I mean, honestly, one feeling that I have been feeling the most, and it comes in waves, is just the feeling of loneliness. And I think a lot of people struggle with this right now during the pandemic. Especially, my heart goes out to all of you guys who also live alone, because that is incredibly difficult. Or especially if you're displaced from your family or your friends, you don't have people that might necessarily like be around you or whatever it is. Because it is a very, I think that's why so many people, of course, this is all theory based, but I think it is like facts. That's why so many people are now entering therapy and now like seeking out mental health resources and stuff like that, because everyone feels so isolated and disconnected, if that makes sense.
100%. I mean, it's Sorry, keep talking.
No, no. I was just going to say, when I first moved to New York, I especially felt it. I've definitely like felt more comfortable and been seeing more friends and stuff like that. But I think the weirdest part for me is I don't have like a quote friend group right now. Like I missed when I was in college, you know, I had my like friend group and everything. So people will be like, it seems like you're always, you know, out to dinner or whatever. But it feels to me like it's always out to dinner with different people. Or, you know, I'll go to like one or two a week or whatever. And it's like, it's not the same people. So I feel like I'm having the same conversations with different people, which isn't a bad thing by any means. Yeah. It's still conversation is conversation, but it can feel very, I don't know. I just don't feel like homey yet in a way. I don't have like my people, my group of
people.
And
I think it's just important to like, I mean, obviously you know this, but realize that that is so normal for like everybody right mm-hmm. now. Like obviously you and I are in very different situations. I'm in my fourth year of college. So obviously I finally have a set friend group, obviously, but I mean, sophomore year, I can't relate to living alone right now, but sophomore year, I lived alone completely. I still didn't have like 100% set friend group, and it was kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was like I had a couple people that I enjoyed hanging out with, but then other than that, it was like I felt like it was just constantly the same conversations, like getting to know each other, and then it just didn't go anywhere. Like it was just like this repetition of things, and then you go back and you're in your apartment alone, you're like, well, damn, like here I am now. But like, I also just think that, one, you can always find company in yourself. And there's definitely a way to, like, you can't always let loneliness consume you because mm-hmm. I found myself doing that even over the summer certain periods of time. And, like, sometimes, like, I mean, I only live with one other person. So if Delaney's not here, if she's, like, napping or whatever, like, I am alone. And, like, I'm jealous of the people that live with, like, five people in a house. I feel like that's such an ideal situation to be in right now.
Well, right now it is because you have your people and, like, you're probably not leaving much and stuff. But then even in those situations, you might get annoyed with each other. And those get over-glorified, that's too. True. It's like, we're all best friends. It's like, I'm sure there's drama because that's natural in roommate situations. I remember even when I lived in my house with five people, like, it was kind of like three or four of us were closer than the other person. And I wasn't that other person, but I can only imagine how mm-hmm. she felt, you know, like that could probably mm-hmm. be like a really isolating, difficult situation too. And not that it was intentional or whatever, but we were just better friends. And that's kind of how things happen sometimes. So no matter what your situation is, I think you're entitled to feel however you are feeling. And like we always say, you know, your feelings are valid no matter how they may be. But, and it's hard to just say like, oh, tips on like what to do to get over it, because everyone's handling this time differently. I know like Natalie Barbu was like, I'm just going to go home, like canceled her lease here in New York and like decided to go back to North Carolina because things are just unpredictable and like kind of up in the air right now. I have another friend from high school, one of my best friend's friend. Her lease is up at the end of the month and she's going to move home too. Like a lot of people are just trying
to. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I feel very, not that I feel weird about it at all, because like I have access to take a train home, like really whenever I want to go home, which is really nice and like a calming feeling in a way, just like having that access there.
Definitely.
But still it's not, but then I'm like, I'm paying all this rent to be here. So it's like the back and forth in my mind of like the justification of that.
I'm a senior right now, but you know, I had a lot of friends that graduated from UGA this past May. And it's so crazy because I mean, almost all of them just like went back home, you mm-hmm. know, because the job market is very weird right now. All of my current friends here at UGA that are trying to apply to jobs, it's hard because, you know, there's almost like two waves of applicants right now. There's the people that still haven't gotten a job that graduated in May.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And then there's people like that are trying to apply right now for next summer, next fall, whatever it may be. And so there's just so much more stress, I feel like, and there's just so much more
competition,
unknown and well, competition.
Yeah, in the workplace.
But I think there's also just like something that I learned so hard freshman year of college, and like I still just take that with me every day, is just knowing that like so many other people feel the same way you do, whether it's loneliness, whether it's just being scared about the future, whatever it may be. And like that is just the most important thing. Like Brooke was talking about going to therapy. Even like, let's say you don't go to therapy, like talk to people about it. You would be so shocked how other people can relate to you, like in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. It's actually insane.
Definitely. Yeah. And like we said, we're all kind of going through it on our own. I was going to ask you, Danielle, because I think it's interesting, even though you are a senior now and you have your group of friends and stuff, do you ever feel homesick in the sense that you miss your parents, you miss like your childhood home, stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So actually, Delaney and I were talking about that this morning, because this is going to be the first semester that I like literally don't see my parents until Thanksgiving. Like usually I'll have seen them, you know, halfway through.
Yeah. Parents weekend or something like that.
Or I'll go home once a semester, something of the sorts, but like obviously for a very good reason, I won't be seeing them until Thanksgiving. And I'm not homesick just yet, and it might be because I was home for like months on end, but I do miss the warm and fuzzy feeling of my family for sure, because with being home for so long you get used to like a certain routine, and like I miss waking up and my mom's out in the living room already and we sit and she drinks her tea, I drink my coffee, and we like talk. And but also my family, I think like yours, is very communicative, where we literally talk in our group chat all the time, or me and my mom are texting, or me and my dad are texting, whatever it may be. However, I do miss my friends from home. My like Tampa friends are like my people, and that's just how it will always be. And so that's just hard, but that's something I've dealt with, you know, since freshman year as well. And like, I don't know. It's just, so I feel like we've talked about this before, but you have different friends for like different feelings, and like different things you want to talk about. So that's what I've kind of like learned.
You definitely do. But I completely agree with that. But I feel like for me, in my case right now, I almost have too many friends on that same level, where it's like just a little bit beneath surface level friends, but not enough. Like I still have, which is fine.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
But I only have probably a handful of friends that I genuinely, it's like I could call you and tell you anything or whatever. And I guess like that's kind of how it, I don't want to generalize because I know everybody's situation is different, but I think that might be like part of growing up in a weird way.
Yeah. It's kind of, well, that's the thing. In college, it's so not normal. Like, if you think about it, like your whole life, you know, in high school, you probably have a group of like five friends, four friends, a friend, whatever it may be. And then you come to college and let's say you join a sorority, or let's say you join a club, or whatever it is. Like, there are just so many more people that you almost feel pressured. I mean, like, I remember like last year when we'd like, you know, you go to like a party at a fraternity and you say hi to like all these people, but like, do you really like actually like you, not like
it
them?
It will
but,
be like I've had the same conversation with you 20 times, basically.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, hey, like we should get dinner sometime. Like it's just that same thing. So it's almost like quality over quantity at this point, because in college, like you feel like you're supposed to have all these friends, and especially right now. I mean, we can get into that too a little bit. During a pandemic, like being in college, like there are so many people I feel like that feel pressured to have so many friends, but like, it's so okay to not.
You're so right. And I think
and like you feel like you have to.
It does feel like that. It's almost like competition of who has the most friends, but we're not talking about quality of friends, you know?
Yeah. It's like, how many of them will actually like help you if you're sick or something? You know what I mean?
True.
Like,
or yeah. And some people it's more, and I think I might be one of these people, which is so crazy because I feel like I'm so extrovert and I share my whole life on the internet, literally like probably a little too much, but there's only a certain amount of people that I feel, you know, really comfortable talking about that like deeper stuff with, in a way where it's not just like obviously on the podcast or whatever, like I guess we're sharing or on my one sided, but you know what I mean? Calling up and talking about like real deeper stuff, or being like, hey, I have this problem in my life, or this person's bothering me, or you know, stuff that isn't so, you wouldn't just tell to someone you're grabbing dinner with for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. And I would definitely say that's one of the things I took out of like my 2 month social media break. It was really interesting who I, like not being on social media, who I reached out to, who reached out to me, who I had meaningful conversations with. I think it's so important. That kind of makes you realize like who's really got your back, who you really feel the most comfortable with. And I feel like it's so okay. Like I just can't stress enough. Like I really like, even though I'm at school, whatever, I could probably, there's probably like five people, maybe six in my life in general that I feel so comfortable to really talk to about anything. And that's crazy. Like, you know, you have your high school friends, you have your college friends, we have YouTube friends, but it's just like when you really think about it, and it's like, so okay. I can't stress that enough.
it is true. And that's normal and totally okay. And some people in their life, they're lucky. I went to the psychic, told me like you have one true best friend. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so scary. And one, I don't know if that's really accurate for me, because at least at this point, I feel the same way. I have a few people that I feel comfortable. But that for many people, that is the reality of life. You know, you have one or two true friends, and the rest of them are just like those casual people that, you know, you'll still grab dinner with, you'll still see them of course on the reg, but it doesn't need to be this, let's like literally put our heart and soul into this friendship and relationship. Like it could just be something that's a little more light and fun, if you will.
Yeah, I think that's a great point you brought up earlier too. It's just kind of an aspect of growing up. Like when you move to a new city, like especially right now, like when you're not in a workspace for the most part, everything's on Zoom, you know, it's, there's just a lot less opportunities even to like mm-hmm. meet new people unless you like truly reach out or like you have a friend of a friend or whatever it may be. And I feel like it's just, it's almost exciting though, because then you can build these deeper connections and you have like a couple people that you can really trust and you mm-hmm. not even just trust, but like, I don't know, just to talk to. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's easier anyways.
I think it also just takes a lot of time and energy into like, it's similar to a relationship and a friendship in a way. Things don't happen overnight. You know, you could think that you're super close with someone, but also these are extenuating circumstances and times in a way that some people, I think about even in a dating sense, like I have more time right now, I guess, because I'm not so occupied and like going and doing meetings or whatever I might be doing if it was normal times in a city. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not behaving the way that I typically would be behaving right now. And I guess your friends, maybe that would be too. So I guess it's kind of creating, if you have to start from scratch and creating friendships right now, my thoughts go out to you. And I think we have some listener things we can like read from you guys that are related to this, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely follow Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. We like to get involved with you guys as much as we can.
This one, I'm not going to say names, by the way, because I feel like these are like almost like
these are more personal.
Yeah, yeah. They're a little more personal. This mm-hmm. one says, answer to the lonely question. I'm in a new city now and don't know many people. And I think it's way harder to meet people with the pandemic. So I've been putting a lot of my energy into my YouTube channel, blogging, talking to my camera, and it's really entertaining, editing, and it gives me a hobby too. I wonder if Brooke felt the same thing. It might be different for her, because she works in an accounting firm and YouTube's like a hobby. But I guess that makes sense, like picking up a hobby, especially through a transition that could be really, I mean, moving right now, it's tough.
Yeah, moving right now in general is tough. But it's also, if you look at like the silver lining of moving, you have way more time to organize and truly unpack and just like enjoy that time. Like I have organized so much in my room that I never would, just because I have more like free time to do mm-hmm. stuff like that. So if you just like put your energy towards somewhere else, I feel like that's one fun way to do it.
That's a positive way of looking at it. We also got a lot of write-ins from you guys who are freshmen in college, and I feel for you. My brother is a freshman right now, and I know it's a very, very weird time, but I wanted to read this one because she gave some reminders, and I think it's really, this is very healthy. I'm a college freshman and decided to go to a completely new state knowing no one. Some days are harder than others, but these are three things I consistently tell myself. Number one, stop comparing your life to others, to life before, to influencers, etc. Mm-hmm. You're on your own life path for a reason, and your time will come for whatever you're longing for. Number two, this is like a three-parter, but she wrote this beautifully.
Me too. Yeah.
Embrace the time alone, because if/when the pandemic goes away, life will be back to the old hustle. And honestly, I think we'll all miss the slow-paced lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What you just said. You're so right.
Yeah.
And it gives us time to reflect and find a home and happiness within ourselves. And number three, get out of your head and into your heart. You can't change the situation. True. So stop wasting time worrying or pondering what life would be like now if it were gone. Instead, yeah, I know, right? Instead, start taking actions you can do to make you feel better. So go on walks, find a new hobby, like we said, dance. I think when you just sit there, you tend to overthink more. So if you move your body, you may feel some relief. That was like, she said it better than
we
could.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I wish I heard that freshman year. That's incredible.
And it's normal. I mean, we know that it's normal to, it's tough to find your footing. I think Danielle and I both kind of struggled in our own ways freshman year with finding your place mm-hmm. in a new state, new city, or even just new town, wherever you're going to college, or even if you're just going to college remotely right now and you're in your parents' house or the house you grew up in, getting into that rhythm could be incredibly difficult. So finding the separation between like, oh, now I'm in college, but like in the kitchen, you know, my mom and dad are out there, like that's tough.
Yeah, definitely. Something that also just came to mind, it's something that I've been doing just the last few months. It might sound silly, but you know, when you're like at home or if you're at your apartment or wherever you live right now and you're just feeling kind of lonely, and let's say you go run errands because everyone's got to go get groceries, everyone's got to go to the drugstore, whatever it may be, I just find myself engaging more with like the cash register gal or like the pharmacist or whatever it may be, just like having like actually asking like, how are you? And like mm-hmm. actually have a conversation instead of just like looking at your phone and like just like, let me just get out of here. Yeah. I don't know. I find myself like, I mean, obviously at Trader Joe's, they're always so fun and nice, but like, I don't know, just like practicing, even if it's like just that's your form of socialization for the day. I just think it's so empowering. And it's just like I'll sometimes leave feeling just so good after just talking to someone that I probably will never see again. Mm-hmm. But it's nice.
No, you are incredibly right. And valuing those like little interactions. I'm very good pals with my doorman now because we see each other all the time or whatever it is. Yeah, it makes you think about those people who you might not that I would I was friends with my doorman in my old building too, but those people that you might not always have thought about as, you know, actually active people in your life, and they are. So you, all those interactions and stuff like that. And it's so nice too when you go and you spread that kindness or just positive energy. It really not Definitely. Only comes back to you, but it's just a healthy way of being, you know, when you go, you might be making that person's day, because I'm sure so many people are just so incredibly rude to the barista at the coffee shop, just like, yeah. Hey, give me my coffee, whatever, or you got my order wrong. So for them to actually be asked, how is your day? Like how impactful that is.
So impactful. So impactful. I'm looking at some of these responses. Some of them are really funny. Go on Tinder for validation, but then just get sad. LMAO.
That is, I mean, it's the dating app world.
That's really funny. Someone else was saying how she'll FaceTime her mom and just kind of like have FaceTime on while they're just like doing stuff. So like,
oh, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like silent friendship time. Yeah, it's like if you're just like, it feels as if you're in the same room as someone. Because Delaney and I will sit in the living room for literally hours doing our own stuff, and we'll just talk every couple minutes, you know? Or like, it's just comforting just to have someone on the phone or whatever it may be.
I know Emma does, our graphic designer, and we've been hanging out so much. So now my great pal, Emma, yeah, she's the best. She does virtual co-workings. So same deal, I guess, where they all just hop on a Zoom and they like, quote, work together, but they will sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Oh my God.
But they
I
all
love
do different
that.
Things. So she'll do it totally. With, you know, she's will a designer, they talk? But she said sometimes they will. But it's not like a consistent chat because they are like just working, but it's almost like when you FaceTime That's someone cute. And take a workout class together, because it's like the accountability partner sort of element
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. Wait, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, some of these are great. A lot of you guys say, you know, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube, FaceTime. A lot of FaceTime. Basically, every response is
FaceTime. Lots of walks, too. And I've gotten into walking as well during, like, golden hour when the weather's a little bit nicer.
Yeah, that is – we used the quarantine walks.
Well, you – oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, you're so lucky. I mean, you got – like, you walk pretty much everywhere. So
yeah,
that's really
it
nice.
Is really
that's a
nice.
Great way to start the day.
It is a good way to start the day and just get out of your own.
Someone said Bumble BFF. That's definitely a thing.
Yes. I've heard great things about.
I've never done that, actually.
People who like actually genuinely find friends and stuff. Because I know it seems, not that it seems awkward, but it's like, oh, I'm going to like make friends on a dating app. Like what? But it's like a regular thing that many people cool. use. Super cool.
Spending time in nature, another great one. It's really revitalizing, I feel like, just mm-hmm. to like be outside.
Yeah, a lot of like reaching out to old friends, which we've talked about, mm-hmm. reconnect with old high school acquaintances and friends, like how meaningful it could be just to send that text and just be like, hey, just thinking of you. Picking up new hobbies, watching like old movies and stuff like that. Dogs, a lot of dog activity. I cannot stress the amount of dogs that I see in the city and just in my building. I feel like everybody got a dog in quarantine.
I'm so jealous, but I also just don't have that responsibility yet.
Call my mom, journal my feelings, audiobooks.
A lot of people started therapy. They used BetterHelp. BetterHelp is seriously such a great resource.
It is. It's great because you don't have to leave your house, of course, so you can do it from anywhere.
Yeah. Cry. Mood. I cried 2 days ago, and I literally really? Don't know why I cried. Delaney was like, you good, sis? I was like, I just like wanted to cry. Like I was just feeling overwhelmed for whatever reason.
Did,
but it was
did
it
you stimulate
good.
The cry? Like did you watch something sad to cry, or like you just started crying?
I was just overwhelmed. I was just like, I don't remember. It was just like at night, and I was just feeling overwhelmed, and then I just started crying. There was no it just happened. But I know what you mean. Like I didn't like try to make
yeah, one way
happen.
That I stimulate cries is by watching military homecomings on YouTube. Really great stimulant. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, those are definitely tearjerkers.
And wedding, which I'm not really crazy
proposals. I love proposals.
I know it's very heartfelt. It's like nice stuff that I cry from, but I mean, there's many reasons to cry, but sometimes you need just a release, and that could be like the release of emotions and stuff like that. I live alone, so it's very normal, but I'm sure when you have a roommate and you're like, hey, I'm gonna go cry now, it's a little
yeah it's definitely a little different. It's nice when you're alone, so you can just ball out. Mm-hmm. Literally ball out.
Buy more house plants. Definitely support.
I know.
Hang out with friends and like small groups or whatever. I mean, it's important. You have to maintain your mental sanity in those cases, you know. And I think that isolating yourself doesn't necessarily help all the time. So, you know, like I'll have a lonely few days and be like, I need to get dinner with someone tonight, or like I need to see a friend and like have a wine night or whatever, because I'm lonely. And that's okay.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I obviously want to stress. Like, I mean, I'm not 100% alone all the time. And I don't want it to be like this thing like, oh my God, they're definitely alone all the time. Like whatever. Like Brooke and I are definitely trying to be a little bit more social in as safe ways as we can mm-hmm. right now. Because I don't know. I just want to be honest about that. Obviously, like there's other days. Like yesterday, I was literally in my room all day, and like that's completely normal. And I felt so good about it, and it felt great. And then another day, I might go out and like, I mean, you guys see my vlogs. I might go out to a coffee shop with a friend, and like, and I'm, you know, personally okay with doing that. It's just, I feel like it's just trying to find that balance of like pushing yourself a little bit while also feeling safe, while also like making sure you have that proper alone time as well.
Definitely. And I think it's also the feeling of being lonely. You could feel lonely while you're in a room full of people, you know. It's just, it's
so true.
That's the like internal feeling there. Or you could feel lonely and like, you know, have hypothetically the elements of your life could be lined up, you know. You could be happy in your relationships and stuff like that, or have a great job or whatever it may be, and hypothetically everything seems good on the surface, but you could still feel those feelings. So that's totally okay.
It's totally okay. I think it's just at this point, it's like however you feel like you can do best for yourself, you know, within reason, obviously. But you always just have to listen to your gut, what feels right to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes just follow that. Like some days I'll be like, I'll have like, you know, a couple things planned that I want to get done. Like yesterday I had a couple things. Like Brooke and I were supposed to record yesterday. I was going to go work out and I just didn't. We just canceled all of it. And I just mm-hmm. like literally had a self-care day, but it was just needed and it just felt good. And I think it's really important right now to listen to your body, listen to your mind. It's very powerful actually, because you only know you best.
It's so true. And for some, everybody has a different, like, of course, we know, like, what the hierarchy of needs is. But for some people, like, towards the top of that, I mean, we know socialization is important. But I saw a TikTok even that was, like, to this one girl, she was like, my sexual health is as important as my, like, mental health and other stuff like that. And, you know, if that's yeah. what's important to you and that's what's going to make you mentally feel better, then that's at the top of your priority list. So
100%. I couldn't agree more. I think right now everyone is just trying to figure out what their priorities are and how they can just get by, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's so okay. It's just listen to your gut, journal. Journaling helps a lot. I really suggest thinking time, feeling time. Did it the other night. I just sat down and wrote what I felt. I got ideas. I felt inspired. Or I wrote down how I was feeling. And then you just let it out on the paper and you're like, mm-hmm. okay, like what can I dissect out of this? What can I get out of this?
Yeah. And we've talked about how just everything's up in the air right now too, as apart from that. And I know that that's a really unsettling feeling. I feel like I'm really operating month to month at this point. Like, it's so hard for me to predict. People will ask, what are your plans for the holidays? I know a lot of people who live in a different state. Like, I have friends who live in California. Their family lives in California, but they live in New York. And it's like, oh, well, what are you going to do for the holidays? You know, are you going to come back and forth? Are you going to do one or the other? Like, it's very unsettling having everybody's plans just kind of not having everybody else's, but having your plans be up in the air. I could imagine that that's not the best feeling. And it's difficult for me when people say, you know, what's your December look like? Or like, I'm planning ahead for December things. I'm like, I don't know what my life is.
I'm the same way. I do by 2 weeks. I can't even plan past good. 2 weeks. Because I feel like 2 weeks is safe. I mean, even then sometimes I'm like, I don't even know. Let's chat next week about this because I'm not so sure. And it's definitely interesting because like Brooke and I are both like, we like to plan things a little bit more. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are like that as well. But it's so okay because I also just don't like to like get let down. I'm very like, if I plan something, it doesn't happen, or if it doesn't go the way I want, like I really am mad at myself. Mm-hmm. So that's also, I'm just doing that to protect myself.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking about Halloween. Is Halloween canceled? That's like 2 weeks from today now. I'm like, what? What is this?
I know. I'm like, do I like just dress up and take a photo? Like, I feel like everyone's just gonna like dress up and take photos, and it's just gonna be a, like an Instagram Halloween. I don't even know.
I'm not opposed, but
oh no, like I'm thinking of costumes for sure.
We have to get creative with the costume ideas for sure. And then even the holiday season, this is going to be the most bizarre holiday season.
I know. Like, I was FaceTiming my mom yesterday, and she's like, so what's your plan? I was like, I don't know.
Like, terms of when you go home and everything? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, because all my other friends are like, what are you doing? Like, are you staying? Are you going? Are you going and then coming back for finals? Like, I'm like, I literally don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will know I'll feel it out. I'll talk to my family, like whatever we feel is best. But it's hard trying to figure. I'm sure you too. I didn't even think about it. Like, you're probably trying to figure that out as well.
Yeah. I mean, my brother, same, is in college. So he'll be done. They're wrapping up same November. And he's planning to be home like end of November through like, I think, early February or something. He's home for
February.
I want to say that where it's late January or something, whatever. He knows, he's like, I'm going to be home for like a month and a half, like 2 months or whatever. I was like, this is crazy. Because you don't know. Have you planned next semester yet?
No. Well, what do you mean? I mean, I'm coming back for sure.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
No, I just mean even in terms of classes and everything, it will be interesting to see. Because how it's so impossible if we're planning less than a month out, who's to say if, like, you know, classes will be hybrid again? Will they be in person again?
Yeah.
When will things...
great question. Yeah, I don't know. It's so, and then obviously I'm a senior now, so you get the question, oh, so what are you doing next year? And you're like, well, do you know what you're doing? No one knows what they're doing next year, actually, now. So it's, I mean, people know this already, but my goal, I want to be in New York City by next fall. Do I know if that's going to happen? I have no idea, but I'm learning. This whole year has taught me, and I'm sure a lot of y'all as well, has taught me to be okay with the unknown and just kind of find peace within it and just kind of be like, you know, like, this is where I hope I am, but I'm not sure. Like, I feel like I'll go home for the summer. And then like maybe hopefully start apartment shopping in July. Wow, that is
so
freaking wild to think about. I mean, I don't know though. Things could change in a month. Things could change in 2 months.
I think that's the best thing to do for you and for everybody's, what I like to say is managing the expectation, because I definitely didn't do that. And I had that preset plan in my head that didn't go to fruition. You know, I wanted to move here. True. I didn't get a job here. So I ended up moving somewhere else and getting a job somewhere else, and even just doing a different plan and from what I thought. And my plans, even with in the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, I'm going to stay in Boston. JK, I'm going to move to New York. JK, I'm going to live with my parents for a while. And I think when you manage the expectation as a, hey, I have no set plan, I'm not really sure, it's like a lot, the outcome, whatever your outcome may be, is better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You always look back on it and you're like, okay, like that happened for a reason. I'm happy where I am now. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't even imagine it like this, but I like it better than
I think you're doing a really good job though. Cause you'll say like, hey, this is my goal, and have your goals. You should definitely, you know, have those ambitions and whatever. I mean, we could do a whole episode on freaking like when people ask you, wait, where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 10 years? I'm like,
yeah.
Oof, do we have to know? Like,
no, and that's the thing, we don't. I think it's just also like a small talk thing people love to talk about. And I've just learned that. So now I'm like, I'll just entertain the conversation, you know?
Yeah, that's a healthier way of looking at it too. Cause I always put that pressure on myself. I'm like, oh, so are you thinking about me in 5 years? Like, what about you in 5 years, you know?
Yeah, I have been asking the question of friends lately, like, instead of like, oh, what's your plans for next year? Because literally no one has, like, mm-hmm. literally zero. I think I have like 3 friends that have set jobs, and I'm so happy and so proud of them. Yeah, I'm so happy for them. But now I kind of like to ask, like, if like tomorrow you're to move somewhere, like, where would you love to be? Where would you love to be working? Because then it's like, you're manifesting it. You're talking about what you desire, and it's not. But then some people don't like to talk about it because that could be actually what they want. And if they don't get it, they're sad and they told people. Like, I remember, you know, like applying to college. And I feel like you said when you're applying to jobs, like all your friends, you were like kind of weird about talking about it.
Well, it's because it's awkward if you say like the company and then they're like, oh, I know someone else that applied for that job and they actually heard back and got it. And then it's like, well, clearly like, you didn't get it. Yeah. Because it's like that weird sense of competition within. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be, because you should be happy for everyone. But it boils down to like maybe they only have one spot from someone from your school. So sometimes it is unavoidable in a way. But I think that's a healthier way of asking. It doesn't even need to be like, what's your dream job? But it could be like, Yeah. Like if you could be anywhere in the world right now, like where would you be? Cause some people might throw out something random and be like, oh, I want to move to Australia. And it's like, I had no idea that you had any interest in doing that, you know?
Yeah. And then it's like a cool conversation. It's like, okay, why Australia? Like, have you been? Like, did you travel there? Like, I don't know. It's fun.
You're right. Yeah, yeah, I know. Cause so many people, I mean, everybody has these crazy goals and dreams, especially post-grad too. You're like, I want to travel. I want to experience new things. Obviously that's all canceled right now. So I think everybody is, yeah, what you said about people who are, who have just graduated, I completely feel that. And I see a lot of them that are, I know a few actually that are in my hometown again that have, they had like job offers rescinded. So now they're just like working in restaurants or whatever in my hometown, which everybody, it's great that they're, you know, even able to do something, I think, because the job market is just an absolute disaster right now, especially for postgrads. Yeah. So yeah, I've even taught my parents to like, maybe not so much ask on that stuff. Like, what's your plan? What are you doing? Cause that's it could make someone feel really insecure, especially when it comes from like a parent or like an adult figure. It seems like you're like looking down on them. Yeah. Versus a peer-to-peer question. At least it's just like genuine, like you're asking out of curiosity because you're like, I don't know where I'm gonna be, so like I'm curious what about you?
You definitely have to read the room and some people are more sensitive than others. Like I'm pretty much like comfortable talking about it, but that's because I talk about my life on the internet. But then other people like are really insecure about it, are really self-conscious. Like I have some friends that are really, really scared for next year and like don't and are just scared, and so you have to definitely be sensitive about it and like be there for them. And like sometimes I'll just like try and inspire and be like, just like write things down, like what makes you happy, what are pros and cons of doing this or that. Like some of my friends like still like don't know what exactly they want to do, and that's okay. Like yeah. I mean as of now, like I plan to just continue doing this, but that's so crazy. Like then other points in my life I'm like, oh, like do I actually, you know, want to like do something? But it's like I don't even know what I necessarily want to do. It's so crazy, and it's such a normal thing,
and it's normal to fluctuate and go back and forth and like
be like, oh this, oh that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that that's extremely normal. And oh, the prospect of planning is so tough right now, because oh yeah, that's a whole other thing. If people are in office right now, I know some people that are in office like fully completely back to normal, and they like get tested on a Monday and then they go in like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't even know how that works. But then I know some people who are like indefinitely work from home, and they're like, I might move across the country and like, you know, go hiking and like explore nature and do all these different things. Yeah.
Other people have mentioned that. They're like, so I technically got this job in Maryland, but it's virtual. So should I even move there? Like it's so crazy.
Especially if they're like indefinitely work from home, like at least not for the next like 1 to 2 years. It's like, live where you want to live, I guess, and do your thing. Because why would you pay to live in? That's a lot of people with their New York City arguments right now. A lot of my friends who are working virtually, they're like, I'm in my crammed NYC apartment when I could be, you know, saving money, living at home, spaced out in my room at home in the suburbs, and you know, work inside, work outside, and it's the same exact efficiency of work. It's just in a different space. So that's obviously
it's so crazy.
The virtual jobs. Yeah. When we talked to, I had intern Queen Lauren Berger on, and she said she actually like encouraged people to, you know, there's more job options in that sense right now where you don't have to be limited city wise. Cause you could, even if you still want to move to New York City, work a job that's based in Denver, but live in New York.
Why not? Like it's such a crazy time right now. Again, it's just kind of back to what feels right to you, what you can do, what's realistic, what feels good. Like just listen to your gut feeling.
Definitely.
It's very powerful. I've learned that recently.
It is. And it's okay to not have a plan right now, because Lord knows we don't either. So
yeah, none of us do. I don't know anybody that has a true plan. Like literally nobody. Like zero. Like even my mom doesn't know what she's doing next year, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just weird.
I know. My mom, she had that apartment in Pennsylvania, I think I told you.
Yeah.
And then they canceled
the
lease.
It, right?
It was a lease. So it was an apartment. They ended the lease early. My mom's work from home now. She's Skyping. She got all of these, like, I feel like she's a YouTuber. She got all these, like, ring light contraption things. But your mom's able to do her work from home, too, right? Because she could stream some workout classes.
I know. It's so crazy. Well, yeah, now she's allowed to go in the studio. They just have certain precautions. But she does do some streaming. She's been doing stuff with schools again, virtual Zoom meditation, stuff like that. So because she was going to do those in person this year and she was really excited about it. Mm-hmm. But now she's thankful that at least they're letting her still do these, like, virtually for their students. So.
And all of those like students who are in like middle school and below, and they're all from home. I feel for the parents that have to deal with that. And then,
oh my goodness, there's so much sympathy
I know everybody's situation, no matter what your situation is, because you could hypothetically have it good and like things might not have even changed for you very much, but the world has changed. So yes, they have changed.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I'll find myself being like a little bummed out about something. And I'm like, you know, I am so darn grateful for the situation I'm in. And I know you are too. Like, mm-hmm. it's just so important. Like, I know I've talked about journaling a lot, but every morning, write down one thing at least that you're grateful for, or just like think about it. Like, this morning I woke up and when I opened my eyes, I was just like feeling in a good mood. And I was like, I'm so grateful for this, because then it kind of like changes your aspect on things, because things could be so shitty. Mm-hmm. But then if there's that one thing, like, oh, it's that I am calling my mom today, or I am watering my plant, just like the littlest of things, it could just really, really help. Mm-hmm. So
I'm constantly also like, this has brought the whole state of the world has really brought me back to like, so thankful for basic things like my health. I think about it, I'm like, I have, you know, two legs that work properly, I'm able to go for walks, and like it brings me back to those sort of things, you know, like I am healthy, I'm breathing, and I'm able to do those things. It's the basicness of, you know, being a human, whatever, like the living, I guess. But since in a global pandemic, I think you think about those things a lot more.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just the fact. Yeah. I mean, that just gave me the chills right there. Just, you know, there's so many people that have lost loved ones, and like, there's just like, it just makes you so grateful for what you have in your life, and just to hold on to that, mm-hmm. because you never know. And it's really sad. It's a crazy world we live in right now. So our heart goes out to all of you. We all love you. So I wish we could all just do a big group hug right now. I feel like that would be really fun.
I know. Everything's virtual for the near future. We were supposed to have such a big year too, Danielle. We were like going to have the live show.
Don't remind me.
I wonder when those will be like a thing again. I know some like comedians like are going on tour and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I haven't been on a plane since this whole thing has happened.
I haven't either. I went on one in March to come get my car in Athens. That was it.
Wow.
What's a plane like? Like, I wonder.
Yeah. I mean, I see people that are traveling for, like, I saw people who went from like California to Miami or whatever. So I guess, but then you think about the hotel industry, and that industry was just totally wiped out. Like, what are all of those people doing? Who, I see hotels are closing. There's like a famous one in New York that has been open since like the early 1900s that's closing down. It's true, because tourism is just not.
Wait, what hotel? Do you know the name? It's not like the
Roosevelt,
Waldorf.
I think.
The Roosevelt? Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Roosevelt Hotel closing. Mm. Yeah. Oh, wow. After nearly 100 years due to the coronavirus.
Yeah, that was an old hotel. Wow. It's just crazy. It's definitely, obviously, as we know, we're living in history. But yeah, I know. Oh, to go on a plane and just like do the whole airport bit just sounds so. I actually know a good amount of people that have air traveled. And I'm like, whoa,
taking precaution, because some of them are leaving the middle seat empty still. Some of them are not, and they're like full capacity. I'm like, that just doesn't sound the greatest, but.
Yeah, I guess if you have your mask on, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I'm not like, it goes back to everyone's just trying to figure out how to do things the way that they, you know, are doing it. But it's just so crazy to think about. But I do miss airplanes. I do. It's just a weird little thing.
I know, but we used to travel a lot. Gals and the Gals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I know the name of the show now is kind of like, huh? But
it made sense. It made sense. And at the time, it will be like a piece of history. Like the name of the show will be like, remember when like they used to just like go in places.
Oh my God. Whatever. I know. The other day I felt like a gal on the go, because I had like a couple errands I had to run and then like a Zoom call. And I was like, I'm a gal on the go today. It's just like that little feeling of hustle. But then it also makes you appreciate like just so much more extra time to like, I don't know. Like right now I'm thinking about, oh, I don't have class for a little bit. Like, should Delaney and I walk over to this outdoor area and get some work done? Like, I have time to do that. You know, it's more spontaneous. And that sounds crazy to some, but for us.
No, I think it's shifted our focus, because we used to do however many things a day, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, if it was like, oh, I have, you know, this many calls plus my workout class plus class itself plus a meeting. And now it's like you have one or two things a day and you're like, oh my gosh, my big moments of the day. It feels like
that. Literally. Yeah, but it's like today's this day. Today's grocery day. Woo!
Exactly. And I do want to like emphasize on that note too, that you are not expected to perform at the level that you were performing at pre-pandemic. I cannot stress this. I try to stress that as much as possible because people will feel, you know, like a lack of motivation, or they'll see somebody else who's like having this crazy productive day. And it's like, the times have changed, you know, we're allowed to be mm-hmm. processing this however the heck you are. And like Danielle said, we're all handling it differently. In terms of comfortability levels and things like that. But I just think in general productivity, just because, you know, you're stuck inside doesn't mean you have to ramp up your productivity times 10. Be realistic with yourself and give yourself some grace, especially you guys who are job hunting.
Give yourself some grace is a great one. I mean, you said it best. It's just so true. Like, you can't expect to run at the same level you were beforehand. And I think that's I don't know. It's just something to look back on and be like, was the way I was running healthy? Like, was that even a good way mm-hmm. to do things? You know, it's a good time for perspective.
It is.
Wow, this is a good long episode too. We're just chatty Cathys lately. I'm here for it.
I love that phrase, chatty Cathys.
Chatty Cathy. I haven't said that in a minute. Just float off the tongue.
I think I'm going to go treat myself and do a little face mask. I didn't even talk about this, but I got one of those like tools for like popping your pimples and I overused it. So now my face is a disaster. Yeah, I hate myself.
Oh no, you should have.
I know Hiram would not approve.
No, I don't believe in popping pimples. I find that it spreads more. But then Delaney would argue she loves pimples. Pop pimples. I have some of my acne patches on right now. Ooh. That was my tip of the week last week.
Yeah.
And I don't touch them.
I've been trying to, but then I got this tool. I was like, oh, so satisfying. And then I think I like went a little too hardcore and I was like, oh no, that's going to leave a mark. And it did.
Post shower when there's like a whitehead and it's like
ready.
I feel like that's fine. Yeah, it's ready. Ugh. Gives me the icks, but also like,
No, I would not recommend doing this. I just said how I've given up pimple popping like a few weeks ago. And then I got this tool and I was like, Ooh, definitely don't recommend. And you see it on TikTok too, like the people who do that and then the comments are all like, don't, because there's like whitehead poppers you can get for your nose and stuff, but it like really mm-hmm. rips off your skin. You can't do that.
I even find like when I used to get facials, like I didn't always know if even when they were popping them, if it was doing it well, because then it spreads, like, because you know, like when you pop a pimple under your skin, all those, my dad explains it to me all the time and I forget, but like all these, I don't want to say cells, but things under the bacteria under your skin spreads and then you'll see new ones around it. So like I got one on this side of my face and I was like, don't pop it, because then if you pop it, I don't know the right terms, but then it spreads near that area. And then I was like, shoot, now I have another one.
You're so right. And it really is. I've learned this lesson a bajillion times, but it is just less is more when it comes to skincare, because I feel like when I'm just, you know, using a light face wash and moisturizer, that's when my skin's the best. And I introduce all these new regimens and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. I wonder why my skin's so bad. Probably because of the 8 million things I've tried to do to it recently.
Literally me. I'm like, throw this serum on, throw this moisturizer, mask. Like, it feels right at the time.
It does. You think you're doing good and then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, I still have acne. What's happening? And it's like, probably
I know. Because
I'm not letting my skin breathe, but it's fine.
I know. Ugh, whatever.
We don't do highlights and lowlights anymore, but that would be my lowlight if that was.
Yeah. My skin is not great. And it's definitely correlated to probably wearing masks, but it's okay. I'm okay with it.
If it's like the lower half of your face, that's what I would associate it with. But mine's like on the top of my face, so I don't know where it's.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
mine's like all where the mask was. Like, I'm getting acne where I never have before, like along the lines of literally where it was. And I'm like, okay, well, at least I know what it's from. You said you get forehead?
I have it like in between my brows right now. It's like a weird spot.
Have you ever looked up face mapping?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's something.
You believe in it?
My mother's Peaceful Michelle. Yeah, I grew up. It's like a whole. She's like, oh, that's. Well, no, because it's true. I think they say chin is hormones. And I feel like that might be in between your brows, too. Or it might be alcohol.
Yeah, one of them's like liver. Know. I'm like, oh, okay. So my liver's just dying. But I don't drink that much. So it's.
No, you to don't. Me, it doesn't. I don't know. But I say we wrap this up.
I think so too. Hopefully you guys are feeling a little bit better, a little more calm with your situations, knowing that we are all going through something at the time.
Definitely. Everyone's situation is different, but they're all like this common theme of it. So
100%. We love you guys so, so much. And we'll talk to you all next Wednesday. Well, we have a lot of material next Wednesday, Bachelor.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Anyway. Love you guys. Have an amazing day. Go kick some booty.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.